And coach, congratulations. It was, you guys were ahead for most of the night. Had that kind of 6-10 point buffer there for a while, and then all of a sudden Cimarron made it a game to within one, and then something sparked your guys' run, and you never looked back at that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the run they make is pretty easy to sum up. It's turnovers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many times we got the ball in a double team and tried to throw it over the top of the defense. And, I mean, at some point in time, you got to learn. We did it four times in a row. I mean, so we were getting stops, and then we were just giving it right back to them. I mean, so that can't happen. You go 3 minutes, 4 minutes without scoring against, you know, Hugoton, Goodland, you know, all the teams in our league, you're probably losing. And, you know, so one, what sparked us was we stopped fouling and put them at the free throw line. So then, and we got stopped. So now they can't get in their press, and we get out and run. But the biggest part of it was we were running early, but it didn't look like it had a real rhythm to it. Like it just kind of looked maybe a little choppy. I'd say choppy. It was sped up, and our movements weren't smooth. The last 6 minutes, pretty darn smooth.
Yeah.
Which then, you know, you're in a rhythm. You're settled. You're not out of, you know, you're not out of control. You're not panicking, and then you make better passes. And so it's pretty simple. We were smooth in the fourth quarter, and we found shooters, and we delivered on time, on target, and our shooters took advantage of it.
Absolutely there. And, hey, you know, you guys were set with a little adversity coming into today. You had Avery Knoll go down with an injury at practice last night. How did you feel like some of those role players who had to increase their minutes really how'd they step up tonight?
Yeah, I thought Brooks played a heck of a game. Coy is what he is. He's a role player that doesn't really make mistakes. So, you know, and we talk about playing time with players. Trust is a big part of playing time. And I trust Coy. I trust him to make the right decisions. I trust him to be in the right spots on defense. And so he just makes those plays. I thought he did good. I thought Brooks played really good defense. You know, did a good job getting into passing lanes, kept Copper in front of him for the most part when he was on him. So a lot of them did. I wanted to get Avery in there more because he's been playing pretty well. And the minutes that he did get in the second quarter, I thought he did a great job. You know, it just got tight in that third quarter, so we went with our guys. And I thought those guys did good. I thought Camden showed, you know, some more assertiveness, you know, the willingness to shoot a little bit. So a lot of those guys did a great job for us. It was nice to, you know, get the rest of them in there at the end. But just too close of a game because of our mistakes. And those have to get cleaned up. But, you know, you talk about the, you know, adversity. And Avery goes down. We've had a bit of adversity, you know, as the season's, you know, been of late, with some really, really good teams that we've played, and we've come up a little bit short. And then they make that run when we're up 10, and you could almost feel like the walls caving in, you know. And our guys answered that call. You know, it was not pretty for a while in the third quarter, but I thought the fourth quarter we probably played in as good a rhythm as we have in a long time. And that led to some pretty good shooting for us.
And one of those was Eloy Ruelas. Boy, he you know, in a way, he was almost a closer for you guys tonight. He had 11 of his 17 in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, he's a kid that, I mean, he does not, and I don't actually know if any of our guys ever really get nervous. They're a pretty confident group. But he is a good shooter, and when he's feeling it, you know, he's gonna put him up there. And he shot it without hesitation, and our guys found him in good spots. And I thought he had a great floor game for us. You know, despite a couple of turnovers, he made passes that most people probably didn't even recognize were there that he had seen seconds before. And he's always been that kind of player. He's always been a player that I've really wanted to coach, and I'm glad I got him. You know, got him here for another year.
I wanted to clarify one thing. We noticed that to start the second half, Jackson was at the foul line for four free throws, but the two technicals. What were those associated with on Cimarron?
They had two players jump up and grab the rim during halftime warm-ups. So
that'll do it.
That'll get you. I've told our guys for years, do not touch the rim. And the first year, I think they thought I was full of it because they all still thought they could dunk in warm-ups.
Yeah.
And so we actually got away with a couple of them a year ago. And thank goodness, you know, they either weren't looking at that point in time. But, yeah, that's what that was about.
Okay. Well, I was curious. I didn't see anything. I wasn't paying attention to Cimarron shooting or warming up for the second half. But you had something here tonight with the Beaver Brothers, I think it is, with the basketball with the youth, and they got to introduce. And you get to see a couple of them playing with the basketballs after the game there. And that's pretty cool for the youth of Scott City.
Oh, it's awesome, man. They spark our guys. So it's great that we can do something to kind of give back to them. I thought today was just, and we talked about this Wednesday, but I thought today was just a great, great day for Scott City basketball. I don't know if any of them lost. Just a great day, fun atmosphere. You know, the eighth graders, the seventh graders all got to play in front of a crowd, and our guys came to support them as well. So they got out of school a little bit early to come watch some basketball because, I mean, these guys are in here, and they're going to be, you know, up in the high school before too long, and it's just great. It's great camaraderie. It's great that our guys were here to give back to them because they're always out there. I think our eighth graders are front row on the in the stands, and they're usually going crazy. So it was just a great day for basketball.
Absolutely, I think Scott City went 8-0 today. Girls
nice.
And boys,
there we go.
Eighth grade, seventh grade, you name it. But you get to go on the road yet once again after a little rental here at home.
Yeah, right.
And you know the coach a little bit on Tuesday night at Hayes.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. He complains a lot, a lot more than I do, especially to the refs. I try not to yell at them much. But, I don't want to even say it's fun to coach against him because he's like my brother. You know, we talk all the time. And this game's not one that we particularly – like to play in, but it'll be fun. You know, they really get after it defensively. So for us, I mean, we got to clean up those turnovers. And I don't know now. I would say looking at Avery, I he's probably doubtful. So that means our other guys have to step up and give added minutes and extra minutes. So it'd be a tough trip going down there. Our schedule, I mean, you can look at it right now. There's not one on there that you're going to say, oh, this is a cupcake. You know, it's just a win. Hayes, Lake, and you know, then you run back through the GWAC and see where we're all out at the end. But it's going to be a fun time. Our guys are, you know, they're getting better and better, and should be fun.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win here, eighth of the year, and get to Hayes on Tuesday. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Adam.